Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating procedure note on correction. Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating preoperative history and physical on patient EASD, first name John, J-O-H-N. The date of birth 10/09/1967, date of evaluation 01/23/2013, referring physician Dr. Warren Strudwick. Patient's address 1182 East Street, number A, Hayward, California 94541. Source of information, patient. The chief complaint, 45-year-old African-American male who is evaluated preoperatively. The HVI, the patient is known to have a history of right shoulder injury, which occurred in a work-related injury in August of 2012, period. He initially saw Dr. Blackwell, who referred him to Dr. Strudwick, period. They both concurred that the patient needed surgery, period. He was evaluated by the adjuster and a third physician who subsequently denied surgery. The patient returned to work. However, he had worsening of his disease process and he was subsequently felt to require surgery. He is now seen preoperatively. The patient currently denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, past medical history, hypertension, past surgical history, left shoulder surgery, next number right inguinal hernia, medications, lisinopril 10 milligrams one daily, the allergies, Vicodin results in tongue swelling, family history, father, grandfather, and sister all had diabetes, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking or alcohol use. He smoked marijuana but has not smoked in approximately 1 year. Review of systems, constitutional. He has had fatigue, generalized weakness, skin. He describes color changes and itching. Head is unremarkable. Eyes, he has impaired vision and wears glasses. Nose, he describes having dryness. Neck, he has decreased range of motion and pain. Cardiac, unremarkable. Respiratory, he notes rare wheezing. Gastrointestinal, he has nausea, vomiting, belching, and abdominal pain. He further describes having hemorrhoids and hernia. Genitourinary, he has frequency, urgency, and hesitancy. He further has small stream and incontinence. Male reproductive, he describes impotence and decreased libido. Musculoskeletal, he has joint pains and swelling. Neurologic, he has headaches. Endocrine, unremarkable. Remainder of review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 144/86, with pulse of 60, respiratory rate of 20, height 74 inches, weight 246 pounds. In general, he is a well-developed male who is mildly obese, but alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEEMT, head is atraumatic, pneumocephalic, pupil equal round, reactive to light and accommodation, sclera is clear. Extraocular muscles are intact, neck is supple, there is no adenopathy. The respiratory chest demonstrates normal excursion, there is normal AP diameter, lungs are clear to auscultation, cardiovascular demonstrates regular rate and rhythm with normal S1 and S2, there is no S3 or S4. Gastrointestinal, bowel sounds are normally active, no masses or tenderness noted. Back, no causal vertebral angle tenderness is noted. Extremities demonstrates no cyanosis, clubbing or edema. Neuro is non-focal, musculoskeletal. The left shoulder demonstrates tenderness to palpation at the region of the biceps tendon. The right shoulder demonstrates tenderness on adduction and abduction, period. There is significantly decreased range of motion on abduction, adduction, and external rotation, period. The neural, as noted, is non-focal. ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 65 beats per minute. There is borderline lateral axis deviation. ECG is otherwise unremarkable. The lab work is otherwise pending at this time, period. The impression, this is a 45-year-old male with history of right shoulder injury who is now scheduled for right shoulder arthroscopy, comma, RTC repair, comma, FAD, comma, distal clavicle resection, comma, capital S, capital L, capital A, capital P, repair or debridement, period. From a medical perspective, he has hypertension, which is mildly elevated, period. However, this is not prohibitive with regards to his surgery, period. He had apparently not taken his blood pressure medications in approximately 1 week, period. He was advised to restart his lisinopril, period. He is otherwise medically cleared for his procedure. Recommendation, may proceed as medically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.